Oh, Lord. Oh, goodness gracious. Sometimes there's absolutely nothing to talk about. I wish I could put it in a better term and act like that everything is always peachy, but it's not. I think what has been really important to me is to be honest in making content. I know some people have schedule structures and they have all these ideas on what is it that you want to talk about week after week. And then there's just always like these reality points where there is absolutely nothing to talk about for a couple reasons. It could be imposter syndrome. It could be just a lack of motivation, no energy. And so this is my way of combating all those together. Because this week, for me, we're going to figure out what this is going to be called. This could be a bunch of bloopers. I don't know. It's going to be something. But I have wanted to start a series, idea, topic, concept called From the Heart. And the reason I want to call it From the Heart is for these moments when I have things that are just on my mind and I want to talk about from the heart. And I think it's my way of keeping myself accountable in this space. I've been very fortunate over the past week or two to really begin my process as a counselor in training or as a therapist, and I've been really grateful to connect with a lot of great people. I've also been very grateful to learn a lot about myself in that process. You know, a lot of people ask the question, do therapists go to therapy or do counselors in training go to therapy? And yes, it's like asking, where does the help go to get help? You have to. You got to find a way to connect and to deconnect and to decompress and to unpack all the things that you do experience. I do know that in this space in particular, it's not a lot of males in the counseling space or in the therapy space. And so maybe that's what the video will be about, is why did I want to get into this space? Why did I want to become a therapist? Okay, to be honest with you, Mom told me this a long time ago. She always saw me as one. And I'm a firm believer that names have meaning. And if you understand the name of Rashad, Rashad's name is to, or my name means to be a thinker or a counselor. So really, my name is really much in alignment to who I've always been. I've always been a deep thinker. And I always feel like that I have had a chance to be a counselor of some sort in my friend groups. I think people come to me for advice. Sometimes I don't know why, but I also think that I have a very objective view with talking to people and really connecting them in ways. But I think for me, the main reason why I got into the space is because I know it's a need. It's a huge need that is needed for not only men, but also women. I think that we have to find ways to paint a better picture. Not at all am I saying right here on this camera that I have everything put together. I probably have more problems than those who come to me. I can tell you that. But I do think that I have an objective way of thinking and expressing ways to help people come together. That's kind of the cool part, I feel like, when I work with people, is I try to help build a story with them. I try to build a story with them and to help figure out their own problems and find their own solutions. I think that's really important for people to do. Hear about healing journey and what that looks like. And healing journey is tough, man. It's not linear. So there's some days that are better than others. There's more downs sometimes, and there's some ups where there's more than downs. But the point being, I just know it's a need. I think it's a need for everybody, especially in these spaces of color. There is not a lot of men of color in the therapy space at all. So try to break that mold of showing what it's like to hopefully try to be, keyword try, because I am not perfect in this space, try to be open as a person, but also open myself up emotionally, and I have a long way to go, but try to give people somebody to go to about those things. And it's really done a lot for me. It's really done a lot for me. It's really helped me become a better person. Like I said, I have a long way to go, but it's just something that felt become really natural in my life, and it's something that I really enjoy. And I've known since an early age that I've always wanted to help people in some capacity. I've always wanted to. I found a lot of fulfillment in giving to others, and I think what has been really cool to me, and for me, it's just either been through conversations or just really having intrigueness. I've always had a curiosity with people. Sometimes I wish I had more of a curiosity with myself, but I really do find the connections with people express with me to really better understand myself as a person. So it's really been great for me. And all a common question I've been asked before is, how long have I been in therapy? And if I said 3 years, you'd be like, oh, you got to figure it out. Again, Not even. Therapy is a long process. Sometimes it may take 2 years for you to catalyze your own breakthrough. It takes a lot of self-awareness and accountability. And even being accountable and acknowledging your problems, you can often find out that you're still making the same mistakes over and over, which I've been a great example for, of knowing I'm a problem in spaces and still doing the things because of my own ignorance to wanting to make that change. And so it really is something that I recommend everybody to do. And if you haven't, if you don't know already, again, if you are in the Missouri area and you're interested in free therapy, please contact me and let me know. It's a form you fill out. I would love to be a therapist. Obviously, if you're somebody that's super close, or you're somebody that you can really benefit from it, I would greatly appreciate it, because at the end of the day, it just gives me an opportunity to connect with more people. I have really found a lot of joy into it. It's something that I feel like I can do for a good portion of my life, is just to connect and be with people, man. So if you know anybody, just let me know. But besides that, what's been on my mind? What's from the heart, man? I have been very active more on social media, and I have really have been paying attention to a lot of Discord, especially in the thread space. And it, you know, something that really, really has been sitting in my heart lately, man, is how bothered we are with each other as people. There's strong divisiveness between men and women in regards to a multitude of topics, but mainly in the space of relationships. And again, I am nowhere near perfect. So if the people who have been with me or have experienced things, they have certain rhetoric, it's not something that I will say is false. But the point being, I really hope and pray that we get to a point where we really can go back to the understanding that we need each other as men and women. I think that we oftentimes take the experiences that we have with the sample size of people that we've experienced, and we try to generalize everybody into one group. It's really unfair to all the people who really do want to give themselves out there, who really want to be in love, who really want to be in a relationship, to be in something that is meaningful, a fair chance. I think that we're in a space today where we are very guarded. It's a lot of people who are very jaded, who are hurt, either you have received hurt or been the main cause of it. A lot of people are scared to be vulnerable. And again, myself included at times. And I think at some point we're going to end up putting ourselves and the next generation in a very interesting position. And this is a crazy statement that I'm about to make. This is truly just my opinion and my observation, just because of just where the world is at. There's already a male loneliness epidemic, and there are women who do not feel like men and provide a safety net for them, not only emotionally or physically, but also just in the other ways that they can be supported. I truly hope this is not happening, what I'm about to say, but this is my truth. I do not think in the next 100 years that marriages will exist. That sounds crazy, I know. And the reason I say that is because unless something drastically changed, the idea of true commitment and truly want to be with anybody is going to slip away by the wayside. I think it's because just the idea for a lot of people with commitment is scary. And it's not just because of a particular situation. I want to separate that. I think if you're in or out of a particular situation, that does not change your viewpoint. I think it's when you have experienced multiple situations left and right, it kind of augments your view on what relationships will look like for you moving forward. And I think that's the part to me gets really interesting. It's really a scary thing to consider, but I do think it's true. I think not even with statistics. I know people like use statistics that 52 or 54% of people that are getting married or getting divorced. And while that's true, I just think the framework of relationships in today's time have changed. We have the illusion of options, which has always been a big thing, because everything is presented to us in such a way where you always think that there's something more or better, or you're competing with the world of social media where people are comparing what they got going on at home. And it's always like this duality of separation. Because I do think the things that are important to most people, while we act like it's not external, a lot of it is. Experiences, sometimes it is material things, it is trips. Again, this is for everybody. I think that the true essence of what it means to be in love or to have love has changed. It's almost become to a condition for everybody. It's come to the condition that you meet X, Y, and Z. And again, there's nothing wrong with standards, but I think that people, because there is an illusion of options, I keep saying illusion of options, because I do believe that just because somebody expresses that they have interest in you does not mean that their intentions are pure. A lot of people do already have agendas before they get a chance to meet you, which again ties into the reasoning for feeling guarded and feeling jaded. But I think that illusion is very detrimental. It's kind of like the concept that the grass is always greener on the other side, and your simple presence alone will draw in all these people, and it will create a captivating experience that people will do everything for you. And again, I think somebody's actions determines way more than how much they spend on you, how many gifts they give you, or what they do for you. It's in those low moments of how somebody shows up really determines the value of you in that person's life. I learned a long time ago, and I know this is going to sound funny, that somebody who really cares about you, they would literally kick your butt if you were sick. They would do anything for you. They would go through highs and lows of your low points, not from the infliction that you may have caused them, but the things that you may be experiencing in life, they want to go through that with you. They want to be there. They want to be that support. And it's just something that is, again, it's important. I think another thing that's really important to remember is that we as people have to be very accountable in acknowledging our faults. We have to be very accountable acknowledging the things that we do to others. I think that every dynamic has a window of tolerance that we have to understand. I think something that is really detrimental in a lot of spaces, in a lot of relationships, is the idea of patience. I do believe that love is patient, and I do believe love can be kind. It should be kind, and it should be understanding, and it should be forgiving. And I'm also on the other end of the belief of there's a lot of damage that two people can cause to each other, that for the betterment of anything, you should let each other go at some point. I do not think more pain creates a better relationship. I think it creates more pain. And again, this is my opinion. These are my experiences. These are my thoughts. I think the true way to show that you really love somebody is recognizing when your pain is too much, you're causing too much. And it's not fair for that person to continue to endure too much for the sake of love. I don't think that's the case. I don't think we should do that. Yes, there's conflict, there's highs and lows, and then there is insanity. There's a cycle that continues to happen over and over. And again, I am a fair example of being something that's done that. And understanding that my problem and my place should not be allowed for somebody to continue to experience for the sake of love and understanding. That to me is, I think it can be selfish at times for somebody to, while it's rather just a choice of not to continue to have to, if I'm not willing at that moment to change a behavior. Yes, change takes time, but I also do believe that the framework of who we are as people is who we are. And certain people can adjust those things, and you may want to work on that, but there are certain things that will take a long time to fix and unlearn. But all I'm saying today, out of anything else, is that I just pray that we get to a place of true understanding and healing, and really bettering ourselves and understanding ourselves, and really wanting to be a part of something that is sincere and great, because we all need each other at the end of the day. Whether it is an intimate relationship or a friendship, I do think the world needs to get back to an understanding and respect of one another, because I do not see that in today's time. It's very divisive. It really, really breaks my heart, because it's not like this. We all need each other, and we all need people who really value us as people to really show that and honor that and respect that. So that's from the heart. I appreciate y'all. I'll see y'all next time. Peace.